All right, you had to have messed up really badly to get a headline like this as the President of the United States. But the headline that we just got is that Iran rejected a temporary ceasefire deal from the United States. Of course, the United States has the military advantage. We even should have the economic advantage. But Iran has found a way to wage asymmetric warfare in such an efficient fashion against the Trump administration in particular. Prior administrations have avoided this exact scenario because we war gamed it out in the 2010s and 2015, 2016. We ran war games about what would happen if we started this kind of war with Iran, and many times it ended with the Strait of Hormuz being used as a tool to gain regional power. There are articles about this in the New York Times about the war games that were run. Apparently Donald Trump didn't read that because his only briefings are repeated striking videos. But the headline that we got is breaking. Iran has rejected a temporary ceasefire proposal and said it has formulated a response to the U.S. demands to end the war, according to Reuters. Iran's foreign ministry says they will announce their response to the U.S. 15-point plan when necessary. There was a headline the other day that said something like, Trump ready to wind down war? Iran ready to continue for six more months. Those two things, that juxtaposition side by side, shows the strategy. Trump is held liable by the American people. Democracy exists. He's been voted out before. Republicans are resigning, retiring, losing their seats. Marjorie left. Others are done with politics. And Donald Trump knows what's coming. Meanwhile, in Iran, they don't have democratic elections. They're not really held accountable, and they're okay with inflicting maximum damage. So Donald Trump's negotiations have been absolutely toothless thus far. He's changed the timeline over and over, and now he's straight up threatening war crimes. He's not threatening military infrastructure. He's not threatening military bridges or military plants. No, no, no. He's just saying bridges, power plants, desalination plants. We will target the energy infrastructure of Iran. Saying he's going to commit war crimes. The regime really doesn't give a shit if their people get hurt. That is a fundamental fact about Iran. But drop a like if you appreciate these videos. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocracy feed if you appreciate all of the work we do. Genuinely, 2026 has been great because of you all. We've done a lot of great debates on CNN with other platforms. We've traveled around a lot and done panels, done meetings, and made sure we've done breaking news videos every day. I've met so many of you all, and it's been great. So make sure you subscribe to become a part of the community. And let's just jump into this quick Fox News clip. Last night, President Trump was on the phone with a Fox News host and said he's considering blowing everything up if he doesn't get his way. He's just a child about to throw a tantrum with Netanyahu on his shoulder.
Yeah, guys, good morning. I just spoke with President Trump for 15 minutes. He gave me some new details on the negotiations behind the scenes with the Iranians and what's going to happen if Iran does not make a good faith deal. The president tells me if they don't make a deal and fast, I'm considering blowing everything up and taking over the oil. The president went on to say you're going to see bridges and power plants dropping all over their country. Now, I asked him about the possibility of an agreement with the Iranians. He says those who are negotiating on behalf of Iran have been granted amnesty at this time so they can continue the talks. And the president tells me he thinks he'll be able to get a deal by tomorrow. He says, I think there's a good chance tomorrow. They're negotiating now. All of this following the president's post on True Social, where he talked about these negotiations with the Iranians. We'll pull this up. He says, quote, Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one. In Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. The president posting there on True Social about this ongoing operation and his new red line for the Iranian regime.
Okay. Even the Fox News host was reading that like, holy shit, this is kind of wild. This Fox News host is in Israel, and even he thinks the president of the United States is going a bit crazy. But what Donald Trump keeps saying is that today, on Monday, April 6th, we are likely to reach some sort of deal. Well, Iran seems to be rejecting that. Trump doesn't seem to know the game that's even being played, and he continues to set these red lines, continues to blow through them, and continues to fail to reach any sort of substantive diplomatic agreement. Right here, we see an updated version of what Donald Trump has said. So around March 22nd, he said, "You better open the Strait of Hormuz in 48 hours. Then, a few days later, after that deadline was blown through, he said, we're going to give you 5 days to open the Strait of Hormuz. And this was during five market days. So he could, you know, pump the market, do a little bit of manipulation and pump the stocks. Then on March 27th, he says, you have 10 days. Then after that 10-day mark, he says, open it in 48 hours. He then extends it even more. He then said, open the fucking Strait. And then he's saying, open the Strait by Wednesday. I mean, just over and over, this dude is continuing to push back the deadline. And this is giving Iran perpetual control of the Strait of Hormuz, which means a few things. First of all, they're slowly getting richer. Yes, they have had a lot of their infrastructure and military destroyed, but they're getting a lot of money by tolling ships going through the Strait of Hormuz, and they will get a lot of money, which they can then use to rebuild and fund proxies in the region. Number two, we don't want Iran to be able to set the rules for any sort of ships in their vicinity or in the general region just because they have so much power with the Strait of Hormuz. So right now, Trump's plan seems to have backfired very badly, and I want to make it clear, I don't want it to backfire. A lot of people on Twitter or these MAGA conservatives in the comment section will be like, Adam, why are you rooting against America so much? And that's not even the case. Not once on any of my shows have I ever rooted against America. I want to knock down that talking point because I wanted our service members to get home safely. What I root against are bad decisions, poor decision-making coming from the highest echelons of our government. Even if our generals at the Pentagon were making the decisions and drawing up plans, I think we would have a better outcome. But it seems like Pete Hegseth is firing these generals, firing the generals in the Pentagon, and Donald Trump is making his decision-making based off of, I don't know, Twitter sentiment and videos of bombs going off. They don't have a coherent plan, and that's why we see a lack of long-term solution. Our trusted source over at Gas Buddy, who's always talking about the gas prices and them spiking, he says, on talks of a ceasefire between US and Iran, a ceasefire itself would do little or nothing to impact oil prices directly, which means we're likely to see more pain, unless it directly and clearly impacts the current de facto shutdown status of the Strait of Hormuz. If and when the Strait can fully reopen, only after confidence and verification allow ships to start transiting the Strait will oil prices in time decline as confidence builds. It is quite early given no details exist for a timeline on fuel price impacts, and it's quite early given that, you know, Donald Trump still is getting rejected by Iran because Iran has no incentive. There is no reason for Iran to sign a ceasefire right now. They understand, deep down, they understand the United States and Israel have not achieved what they've wanted, they don't have what they need, and if they achieved a ceasefire right now, they would be abandoning a lot of their leverage, handing a pretty good political win to the United States, or it would at least be a political easing of their enemies, and the United States and Israel would secure weapons and relaunch a war in 8 months or so, just like we did 8 months back. Iran understands that the only way to disincentivize another war and another invasion is to do long-term damage to the United States economy and twist the arm of Donald Trump, so to speak. I don't want it to be that way. I don't like that it's that way. But it seems like our enemy is taking advantage of the weakness of our president, and we are being humiliated on the global stage. European countries came together and tried. Countries in the EU came together and tried to propose a 40-day ceasefire plan so that the United States, Israel, and Iran could stop nuking the global economy, and Iran rejected. Trump said, we don't really want this. He's being a petulant child as well. The United States has put the entire world in a quagmire, and it's sickening to see. While all of this is happening, Trump is posting racist videos on his Truth Social. He just posted a video overnight of Somali people enjoying the Mall of America to the soundtrack of Mad World, like all around me are familiar. It's a really sad song. I'm not going to play it because YouTube would just strike down the video. That's how copyright works sometimes. But if I play this video, you can imagine the sad music in the background that Trump played, and it's going through the mall. You know what this is? This is sickening far-right propaganda. This is right-wing Groiper Nick Fuentes type of rhetoric coming from our president. He's trying to act like some core soul of America was ruined when the actual soul of America is based on diversity, based on institutions that protect people no matter what they look like, no matter what orientation they are, religion they are. Everybody is protected and able to build their truest self, their highest potential self. I'm going to leave it there. The behavior coming from this administration is sickening. We'll continue to push back. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.